Blog Talk Radio.
LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K. I got my Moscato on deck, and my topic is sizzling. And I know that because my phone lines is Christmas. I'm with y'all. I see y'all. I see my phone lines. I'm about to go to phone lines because we're going straight in. Like, it's on and popping. So the topic for tonight at the Queen's Lounge, we're discussing what attracts you the most. Appearance or personality. Some people say, oh, I'm just looking for someone that has a great personality, but they could be missing a tooth when you meet them. Do you want to continue to find out if they have a good personality, or straight off the gate you're like, no, they're missing a tooth, I don't want to keep going, right? Because when you search for someone's personality, you're supposed to overlook the superficial the outer layer. So just saying, that's my opinion, but I'm going to go to the phone line, see what everybody else is thinking. Before I do go to my phone lines, I see everybody on my Facebook, the Twitter. Make sure you follow us, Lush Radio Online, on the Facebook, on the Twitter. Also, follow me, MAE2K, on the Facebook, MAE2K on the Twitter, Instagram, everything, you name it. I'm Googleable. Go to Google. Just put the name in. You already know everything pops up, my whole business, even if I don't want it out there. But, hey, I ain't hiding nothing. So I have some people that have kind of posted their answers. And Jay Giddens says, personally, I think as humans, we are first attracted to a person's appearance and how they carry themselves. It's not until we get to know them that we decide if we want to continue. So definitely shout out to Jay for that answer. Also, Jimmy Mejia says, personality, however, appearance must be up to par as well. So that's what they got to say. And we're going to go to our phone lines and see who's on the phone. 865, you're on with MAE2K on the Queen's Lounge. 865. Okay, 865, I'm going to put you back on hold. You have a lot of things going on back there. I'm not too sure. I will come back on the line if you can kind of quiet down your background and I can be able to hear you. So I'm going with 718. 718, you're on with ME2K on the Queen's Lounge.
Hello?
Yes, peace.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Daisy. Hey, Emma.
Daisy, how are you? How are you, Queen? Thank you for calling in.
No doubt. I saw the topic you were talking about. I found it interesting. So I thought I'd call and
give your opinion.
Well, I personally would say personality, definitely.
So you meet someone at a bar, laundromat, wherever, and the first thing you're going to look at this person and say, oh, he can have a great personality, or do you see he's cute, he's missing a tooth, he only got one ear?
You know, as weird as it sounds, some people just go off of vibes that they just have with just like a vibe from a person. Or just there's just something that attracts them that you just can't pinpoint. It's not even their appearance, because you could just look at them and they don't look like the average person that you would usually go out with. So I think it's a mixture of everything, of just a vibe. I don't even think it's personality or appearance. I just think it's just something that just attracts you, that you can just really pinpoint.
Right. I think kind of Jay sums it up a little bit when she posted it's personally, she says, I think as humans, we're first attracted to a person's appearance, right? Because that kind of what makes you do the double take or kind of stop it, either their eyes, their teeth, something attracts you, their lips, something got to attract you physically, and then you kind of, I guess, search for the personality. But there are some people that don't care about that.
True,
kind of meet people just because they want to know how they are internally. So I'm just trying to see how much
appearances could change drastically. They could change either by nature or by accident. Like you said, somebody could just fall and knock their teeth out. And are you going to look at them and say, then, oh, no, you don't look like the person I first saw. And then I'm really not feeling you right now.
Right. And that has happened. I had a friend one time that, you know, first met her, you know, boyfriend then. And he was, like, the most drop-gorgeous thing, and she was so in love, and this and that, whatever. Then he got into a real big, bad car accident, which left him, you know, his face was partially damaged, and he couldn't walk. And so the thing that attracted her to him, which was his looks, was gone. And she said she had to kind of, like, meet him. You know, she had to get to really know who he was as a person, not just by what he, you know, what he looked like on the outside. And ended up marrying him and everything. She ended up getting married and all that even after that. So
when you posted, I just thought, I think when a person has a pretty personality and just like a pretty character, it would just, that prettiness from inside would just shine through. Like physically, it would just shine through that. And I think that's what attracts you when you really, really like somebody. That that's what shines through in that personality. That just when it's good, that's what attracts you to a person. And that's when you really kick it off. That's when you meet somebody and you say, you know, I really don't know what is it that attracted me to you, but here I am and I really do like you. It's usually something just from the inside. It's just that when a person just has good vibes from inside and is generally a good person, I think you just attracted to that. If that's what you're looking for, you just naturally attracted to that.
That's true. I think I'm going to agree with you on that. I've seen it. I've experienced that. When you open yourself to, you know, to other things other than just looks, or you concentrate on, oh, you know, he had a cut, he is missing a tooth or whatever. When you kind of shy away from all that other stuff and you get to really meet a person and know them, and that attraction, like you say, is there to even, you know, go that step, because you're not going to just stop people on the street and be like, you know what, let me just get to know your personality, you know? It has to be that attraction, like, okay. Right. So, okay, maybe I can kind of talk to this person or allow this conversation to go a little further and then kind of explore and see.
But mind you, unless there's something about that person, let's just say even so, if somebody's really, really cute, unless there's really something that really attracts you to them that just stands out, that you get kind of like the courage to even approach them, there's just that something from inside that, unless you're that shallow and you're just going up off the looks and, okay, this person is gorgeous, I'm just going to go.
Girl, they're shallow people, girl. Okay, let's not even go that way. That's the topic.
See, I see through different eyes. I like looking at people beyond the physical. I just feed off their vibe, so it's weird. So, but I appearances do help. But I think the personality, even the word in it, person, you're really getting to just know the person within. So you like that person. That's their personality. That's what makes them. No, so I think once you like the personality, you really, really fun in the person, because it's something more than just their physical appearance.
Absolutely. It's like a friend of mine one time had asked me, you know how they were like, Emma, you know how you know the right person that you're with? I'm like, how? They're like, it's not by the looks. It's by if you can actually sit in front of that person and hold a conversation.
The look, either that or the stare, when you could actually just look into each other's eyes without even having to look away. Some people are in relationships and they can't even really look at each other in the face, because some from guilt, because they know what they've done behind each other's back, and some because they know what they feel is not the same as the other, so there's not that eye-to-eye contact. And that's rare. When you do that and you do care for somebody and you love them, when you do have that eye-to-eye contact, you still get kind of like those butterflies in you. And that's when you know, okay, this one is still good. This one is the real one.
Right, when you get that nervousness and you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to trip over myself. When you're conscious of every step you make and everything you touch and like, oh, my God, I'm not even going to eat a salad because the broccoli might get stuck in my teeth and then he's going to see it. And, you know, when you start worrying about those little things, it's like, oh, my God, my hair is not fixed right. And you're on the phone and he's not even looking at you, but you're like, oh, my God, in case he want to FaceTime me or something. You know?
Heather, you will have to spend your whole time tidied up even while you're laying down waiting. You might call me in the middle of the night. I have to be ready. Stay with my makeup on.
Right, but just in case, let me just not smear the makeup because, you know, I can get this call.
But I think beauty is only skin deep. Once you get a person, a personality, I think, is not just getting to know a person. I don't think you necessarily have to get to know a person. When you like somebody, like I said, from their inside, there's just something that just attracts you to them. I think that's really what you're attracted to, is not even their appearance. The appearance helps because your eyes, we're flesh. So we look at something, it's like, ooh. But that fades away, and if that your relationship or your friendship is based off of just looks, then it's really not going anywhere.
Now, playing devil's advocate, there are people out there that look just for flesh. they don't really care about to get to know a person. They just want to, you know, be with a, what they deem, what they determine is a beautiful person, you know, share maybe just a sexual relationship with them and, you know, and that be that. So, you know, just like I always like to play devil's advocate, you know, because everybody has their own feelings. I respect everybody's feelings. So that could be that. And if that's the case, hey.
Then they know what they're getting in. So they know that all there is nothing serious but something just based on looks, and you got to keep up your looks and just stay fly for,
right.
You know, 24-7, make sure that. See, but wouldn't you be scared that if they're based on looks, then they're always going to be looking for better, and you're always going to have to be competing with the next one and always have to keep up your looks so we look better than the next one?
It's a lot of pressure, I'll tell you that much. It's a lot of pressure.
And it's not even for the fellas. It will be mainly with the girls. Fellas don't really have to do much. All they have to do is just take a cut, and that's it. We have to do eyebrows, nails, hair, mustache, bikini wax.
They could just have a big fat belly, and that's that. Like, why is that? Why can't we just have a big fat belly and just be loved? Like, what? You know,
see, but you could be,
you know,
loved,
baby,
but see, that's when it comes
to pressure.
No, it's not pressure, because when it's real love, they look beyond that. It's just,
you're right.
Look, I have, as funny as it sounds, I have a big cousin, and people would look at her and say, no, she's big. She doesn't get any guys. And now she's married, but back in the days, even with her big old self, she used to catch these handsome, good-looking, green eyes, hazel eyes, big muscle
eyes, like,
and I'm like...
It's like it reminds me of the Spanish saying, and they're like, la pipa lo de menos, right? So that's all of the Spanish
saying.
You know, the belly is nothing. Like, it's the Spanish saying that they have, like, the pipa is the stomach, and lo de menos, which is, you know, the least of the worries.
See,
so.
But that's the good thing. They love. There's something that is just in them. They love. They have no boundaries. It's not something with limitation with appearance. To them, they just love that. It goes beyond that. They're like, I don't care if you got the little cheeches. I like those cheeches.
Love handles. They call them love handles.
Yeah. So it's, when it's love, it doesn't matter. I think, you know, life is too short. I think love conquers all. When you love somebody, I think you could be with one leg, one arm, one eye. And if that person loves you, they're going to stick with you forever.
They're
going to
stick by. Right. If it is true love. Thank you, Daisy. Oh, my God. It was a pleasure talking to you. I would have, like, you want to hang out on the show? You want to co-host? Like, what are you doing?
Hit me up whenever you want. Try 69.
I feel like I should give you a job or something. I don't know.
Hit me up on Facebook. You got me.
Everyone, Daisy, I think, is going to call for me. You want to co-host? Chill out. Like,
I don't mind. Stay up. I'm here.
That's what's up. Then Daisy's co-hosting with me. I'll be here. Rashad Mack Wright wrote that both. I guess both are important to him. Helen puts, but don't want to bum. She puts personality, but then she says, but don't want to bum either. And then Myra says, obviously, physical attraction is the first attraction, but if the personality sucks, that person becomes an ugly ducky.
Yeah.
So these are the posts that people are leaving me on my Facebook. Make sure you follow me, MAE2K. Feel free if you don't want to call and chime in, you know, and speak to us in person. I don't know why, because you got two sexy queens up here at the lounge. But in case you don't, you know, leave me a comment. Leave me a comment, and I'll definitely read it out on the air. So let's go to the next phone line, which was the one prior to Daisy. 865, you're all with MAE2K and Daisy. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? 865? Okay. I guess they just want to listen to the show. No problem. 865, you're back on hold. I've attempted to try to open your phone lines twice. There's a lot of stuff going on back there. I'm not too sure where you're at, what you're doing. But I appreciate you calling in and listening to us talk, I guess. So, Daisy, I guess it's about me and you right now. So they call in. I like that.
Okay.
What
do you
got? I'm here. Okay. All right. So let me just throw this on real quick, cause and then just hold on, Daisy. Just hold on.
I got you, Emma.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Oh. Oh, yo, what up? It's Mr. Do-It-All, Vice Verse, and you're checking out my sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K, at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
I love him. Shout out to Vicey Vice for that one. I love him. I think I'm going to play some Earthquake in his behalf. Let me go on the board. We're going to play some music. Give some people some time to call in. You're calling 826-347-826-7722. Make sure you call in. I'm playing some Vice Earthquake. It's me and Daisy at the Queen's Lounge. You already know.
Hey, yeah, hey, oh, oh.
For that word, Earthquake, I thought it was fitting. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was fitting to what we're discussing. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Emma at the Queen's Lounge, and I'm co-hosting tonight with Daisy. I'm about to open up her phone line.
Hey.
We're on LushRadioOnline.com. Daisy, say hello to the folks.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Daisy is repping the BX, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So now I'm going to go back to the comments. So Taryn Rivera says both. Someone's appearance will tell you their personality. Letty says personality. And Myra Rivera said, although today's society is very vain and tend to overlook all the other qualities of an individual, shake my head. All right, so shout out to everybody that's following us on the Facebook and on the Twitter, Lush Radio Online, MAE2K, with Google Boo, Somo Googleable, because we're bilingual up in here. make sure you go to Google and you can find us. We're going to the phone lines now. The topic, in case nobody knows what the topic is what attracts you the most, appearance or personality? So we're going to the phone lines, 347, you're our MAE2K and Dizzy at the Queen's Lounge. 347-226. Okay, I'm shutting your mic. 347, please don't hang up. Continue to listen. I love to talk so people can listen. Sometimes people just want to listen to the show and don't want to chime in the topic, and it's all good. It's all good. You can call in and listen to us talk and ramble and, you know, talk about the topic, listen to other people call in, listen to me read out all the stuff that people are leaving. It's no problem, no biggie. I love people to call in, listen either via website, on the phone, however you can get to the Queen's Lounge, make sure you get there's a seat here for everyone. So most of the people I see, what they're leaving here is kind of, everybody's kind of jumping to personality.
But question, how many of those are girls and how many of those are guys?
Good question, Daisy. Let me look at that. Good question. Okay. So I have most females. I have most females. Yeah, I have most more females than males. The males are actually saying both. Like they're going with the both. And
they're
the
confused.
Females, you're right. And the females, I'm glad you made that, you bring that up, because the females go straight to personality. And then they say physical. And then they say physical.
Interesting.
But the man, not to sound like a man, he's, oh, no, just both. But we know what you mean. We know what you mean. Even though Jimmy Mejia put personality first, and then he said, however, appearance must be up to par as well. You know you meant to say appearance first. I don't even know why you said personality first. You know?
He's like, look, she better come correct. He must have put it just like, she better come correct, huh?
Like, seriously, come on. We know what you mean. I can see your intentions on the comment.
See, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's just,
right, to each his own. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what we talked about earlier. To each his own. Even if you are the type of person that you look for appearance and you want somebody that you deem is beautiful, a dead drop gorgeous or whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, but then always be careful what you ask for, because those people, the same people also that like them pretty girls, I've had so many, most of my friends have always been guys, and they're always like, pretty girls, they have pretty girls, but they have ugly personalities.
Ugly personalities, like, they don't cook, they don't wash, they don't do nothing. I'm just saying, shout out to all the pretty ones that do, but I'm just saying, we're talking about the ones that don't. So
well, all they know how to do is just maintain those looks, and then that's when you turn around and you ask them, but isn't that what you asked for? You want
to Isn't that what you asked for? Oh, my God, you make such a bad
stick. You want a hot stick, but that hot chick didn't have a personality. She didn't have any foundation.
Didn't
to her.
Have no morals. Didn't have no feelings. She didn't have no. But you know what? You can't even fault her, because that's what you wanted. That's what you asked for. So, yep.
He's not wrong. That's why you can't go off by their appearance, because it's like, unless you're going into it just like that, like shallow, like, you know what, I don't care, I'm feeling you because you look good and that's what it is, then that's fine. But if you're planning on just having something more deep and you know that this person is not deep at all, it's just as shallow as can be, then what do you expect? You're just going off of looks. Their workout, their ethic, their everything is just looks.
That's true. And it doesn't always work out, but hey, some people just like the journey. They enjoy the ride for what till it lasts. You know, they ride it till the wheels fall off, and then they're like, okay, on to the next, I guess. So we're going to go on to the next song. I'm going to go into some Eve, some tambourine, because I'm just feeling like that. I'm feeling a little hyped today. I got the Moscato on deck, and I got good company with Daisy. We at the Queen's Lounge, like, you know. Let's just go shake the tambourine. Shake the tambourine.
You got to shake it.
Okay.
That's real, been the chick that they talk about. Damn, is the words that come out their mouth. She looks good, always without a doubt. Ask for it, she back and caking out. Come on. Crazy well, that was the plan. They was waiting for me, wasn't ready for this. He got the game sold up, no one's talking about this. So yeah, I know you wanna fight it, but why would you try? We got him shaking everything from the hood to the fire. Yeah, we think we're big, man, why would we lie? Come on.
1, 2, 3, everybody!
Yeah, I'm shaking down the town. Get the picture, picture. I'm moving on the floor. Gotta love that. How she keep it going on? Gotta love that. To the beat like a pro. Know you love that. She can shake it to the flow. Gotta love that. Get your ass on the dance floor. Dance on the dance floor. Move them out the way if they ain't doing it how you want yours. You ain't got the ass. Keep giving more. Don't need my permission. Y'all heard what you waiting for.
Take a tambourine, go on, pitch it up.
K, yo, sexy host, and I'm back, but unfortunately, my co-host, Daisy, went night-night. Thank you, Daisy. I appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with me for the first half hour of the Queen's Lounge show. You're more than welcome. The Queen's Lounge is your home. You know, just knock, 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 and come on in and chill out with me, hang out. That was fun. I liked that, actually. And actually, I'm going to invite any of the queens that are interested in calling in and co-hosting for the remaining of the show with me. Call in. That's fun. And then we could talk about the topic. You guys get to talk to me, get to talk with me to the callers and all that stuff. Oh, that's pretty cool. I kind of like that. I had a little fun. I think I miss Lush. That's why. Where Lush at? She haven't called or nothing. I miss her. She was feeling sick. Shout out to the Queen Lush. Please feel better. Sending you some quick healing. You know, we love you, man. We love you, Bobo. We miss you. Where my Bobo at? She better call in. Call in 347-826-7722. We at the Queen's Lounge. I got the Moscato on deck. I had some good company for the first half hour. Shout out to Daisy, Alexandra Figueroa. You can follow her on Facebook. And, you know, she did some co-hosting with me. So I have some more comments to read. And let's see. So Letty puts, without personality, one isn't distinguished for whom they truly are. And I have, what else I have? Myra, I read your stuff already. So make sure you post. Make sure you post. Leave me a post. I have Levi Morrison, personality. He says, thank you. Personality, thank you. Mm-hmm, yeah, that's what they all say. But, you know, we know what you mean. We really know what you mean. No, I mean, you know, to each his own, whatever makes you happy. If the physical makes you happy and then you get to know the person, or if people would like to know the person before getting into the physical. My whole thing would be whether physical or relationship or however it is, you know, just get to know a person. Let the first date instead of the hotel be the clinic. Kind of get, like, y'all both get checked. Make sure that she was born a female. Make sure he was born a man. I'm just saying, I think these things are important. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Nothing against, you know, gender changing and change gender confusion. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, know who the person is and then accept them for that, for who they are, or, you know, or were, or going to be, or, you know, those type of things. You know, so shout out to everybody that's in a relationship and they know what relationship they're in and they're happy with it. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all my queens. And I'm going to dedicate this one to my co-host, Daisy. Thank you, Daisy, for co-hosting with me. This Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire, is for you. Girl, stay on fire.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She can find a way.
listening to the Queen's Lounge on LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K.
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. And I saw some pictures online saying they got you so worried, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you.
Chris, quit!
I know it's your last
minute.
People are saying it's a suicide mission. Why are you doing this?
I'm doing a service for my country and my family. That means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes,
sir.
Chris, wait! Chris! Chris!
Just let the past, just see the past. Focus on things that are gonna make us last. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please.
Don't know why, so if you love me,
good, everybody? It's your homegirl, Sarah Connor, and you are now tuned in and listening to the sexy, sexy, long nail, long hair, don't care, Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge, Lush Radio Online. Keep supporting. Those is my family, is my sisters, baby. Barsandbrawstraps.com, poisonpen.tv, URL.tv, and we out.
Peace, definitely shout out to my hip hop daughter, Sarah Connor, who's out there doing her ones and twos always, always proud of her. Shout out to the whole movement, the whole Bars and Bra Strap movement, where she has females giving them an opportunity, a platform to be able to express themselves through rap. So definitely big shout out to her. You're listening to MAE2K at the Queen's Lounge. The sexy, the one and only, on LustRadioOnline.com. And the topic for today has been, you know, hot like always. I always like to touch a topic where kind of people get, you know, their nerves kind of start flaring, like, what she just said? So tonight's topic is what attracts you the most, appearance or personality? And a lot of people definitely chimed in on it. I had the opportunity to have Daisy, who called in, and she, for the first half hour, co-hosted with me. It was great. We had some callers call in. Some were just listening, and others voiced their opinion. But in the overall spectrum, you know, there is no right or wrong answer here, really. You know, there's just your opinion and what you deem to be right or wrong for your life, you know? So what may be good for me may not be good for you, and what's good for you, I know all the time, definitely is not good for me, but that's just me. But I love sharing. I love listening to everybody's perspective, because sometimes it doesn't happen often, but sometimes I may think a certain way about a subject. Someone will call in or someone will leave a comment and kind of make me rethink my whole position, where I'm like, wow, okay, I never saw it that way. And so maybe I may consider looking at things a whole, you know, in a whole different light. So that's the reason why I like to touch into topics, especially topics that not too many people want to touch, because they consider it supposedly a downer or whatever, you know, based on a radio show. But this is a talk show, people. So although I play music, you know, we're supposed to be talking, and I talk. I love to talk. Just the other day, my mother said that I started talking at the age of a year, right? A year, 6 months. I was already expressing some things, you know, so, and I was a chatterbox. And I started thinking, wow, I remember when my teachers used to always, you know, ask my mother to come in, and the first thing they would tell her is, she talks too much. Why she don't be quiet? Like, I want to have a conversation with everybody. I hated when the classroom was just silent. It just kind of did something to me. It kind of drove me nuts. Like, I'm like, no, everybody has to start talking. Why are people not talking? Like, you know? So she would put me next to the all the way in the back. So you already know I was the clown back there. Everybody pay attention to me. She would put me next to her, and I would talk to her to death and won't let her do the class. She will put me in by the closet, you know, with the desk by the closet, and I would start, all of a sudden I would disappear. And she's like, where is she? I'm playing around in the closet, the coats and all that. And then she would put me on the window. You already know, I was shouting everybody out, yo, what's that? So finally there was no more room inside the classroom, and my table was put out on the hallway. Then I thought I would run the hallway. Excuse me, you got your pass? No, you have your pass? So, you know, to put it short and sweet, I guess this is what I'm called to do. This is my destiny. Everybody has to find their calling, and I guess I find mine. Talking, and I get paid for it. Wow. I write and I talk, and I get paid for it. I like this. I love what I do. Shout out to all my queens around the world, worldwide. Everybody's doing their thing. Definitely shout out to La Tere, who's always spreading the message and the word. All my queen sis, you know, just stay on the move. Stay positive. Stay looking forward to better days, because better days are coming. Better days always around the corner. And if someone picks you just for your looks and you're not with it because you want more, you want quality, you definitely demand a great personality, stop them on their tracks and say, be gone, fool. I need more. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me. And I think I'm going to give me some daps on that. I think I deserve some daps on that. Some daps for the show. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. And those that voted for Obama, I also want to thank you. Thank you very much. The president's back. Another 4 years, like it or not. Whether we made the right choice or not, we'll be finding out. Shout out to all the queens again around the world. Thank you for your support. Thank you to those that are listening. Check me out next week. I'm here every Tuesday. The Queens Lounge on LushRadioOnline.com, baby. That's how we do. Peace, love, and hair grease.